Welcome back to Mountain Money. We've got the folks from Java Cal with us here. We've got Ken Davis, the owner, and Rebecca Williams, the manager. And Ken is pulling out some really good-looking goodies from the box here. Ken, what you got there?
First of all, good morning, Park City. We've brought a number of new things that we'll be having on our Main Street store in very short order. We are serving this stuff right now at I Love Mood down at the Junction, and we are just finalizing all the changes we've made on the Main Street store. We reopened on Friday, duplicating everything that we had been doing, and we're waiting on equipment presently before we can add some of the new and exciting things to our store. Store looks great, and we're ready for business. So if we've disappointed you, come on down. We're ready for you right now. So the first thing I'm going to talk about a little bit in general, then I'm going to let Rebecca give you a little bit more description of what we're doing. The first thing is we're adding acai bowls. If you're not familiar with acai, acai is a berry. It comes from South America, mostly from Brazil. It's a berry about the size of a grape, large grape. It's a purple-red type look. It's extremely high in antioxidants. It's a superfood. And in fact, the natives down there for hundreds, maybe thousands of years, used the berry, mashed it up with other food into like a mash, an oatmeal or whatever, didn't necessarily cook it, and it ate that, and it gave better flavor, and it's extremely healthy in a lot of respects. And the Brazilians, the modern-day Brazilians, have concocted a way to utilize the acai berry, and now that is taking hold, and we're doing a terrific job down
there. One of the biggest waves in kind of the health food, healthy eating segment, wouldn't you say?
Yes, there's no question about it. So I'm going to let Rebecca talk a little bit about the two bowls here, and we've got some spoons here, and you guys can actually give it a try.
Try them out, yes. So what we have here is we have kind of a basic, which is called the Berry Good. We can easily do these vegan. They are gluten-free and fantastic for you. There is a blend in the center. It's topped and has granola in the bottom and then has topped with fresh fruits. It's the acai berry, bananas, and strawberries blended together. We use a special blender to do this, so it's kind of the consistency of a sorbet. It is super good for you.
How many calories is in this?
In that, it's a little under 300, and it depends on which bowl you get.
It's a pretty big serving.
It's huge. It's huge. A lot of people, you know, finish that, and we also have a large size, and not many people go for the large. So at the Main Street store, we're going to have this and size and this size only.
I just took my first bite. It's delicious.
It's
Thank you.
So
I've had
good.
Some acai bowls across the country, and it's very, very good. Let me take you high level, though. And so my question is, part of the remodel, is it what is the theme? What is the goal? What are you looking to achieve with the changes that you made?
Okay. So one of the things that I've observed over time, not that I'm a genius and observe this, we have limited seating inside of our establishment.
I have observed that as well.
So with limited seating and my constant desire to expand our menu, I had to focus on doing things that could be walked out of the store, held in the hand, and someone could eat, for the most part. So, you know, if you sit down, if you get a bowl of soup, it's hard to walk down the street eating that. But an acai bowl, you could absolutely do. It's no different than a cup of ice cream, for that matter. So with that observation in mind, for a number of years, I've been struggling to look for various different things to add to the shop. And we've been experimenting. Now it's not experiment. The bowls down at I Love Moo at Kimball Junction have been doing extremely well, and word of mouth is great. People come back for them. They're unquestionably the best in town, as I would trust my ice cream is.
So part of the theme there is portable food.
Portable quick. portable, you know, bites, you know, portable and for Main Street affordable compared to everything else that one might be finding on the street. So with that thought in mind, we're adding that. We're changing over a smoothie line, at least on the coffee side. So the smoothies are going to be made. They're healthy smoothies. They're low in calorie. There's no sugar added at all. We're sweetening with stevia and monk fruit. The calories in a smoothie range from about 150 to maybe
270 is the highest.
The highest.
Has a bunch of peanut butter in it.
And the 20-ounce smoothies, so it's a nice filling thing. It's all fruit, cut fruit that you know we've put in here, and there's no, as I say, no sugar added. So that was the second. The third is a waffle. We call it the walking waffle. And it's a Liège waffle, if you're familiar with that. It's made with Belgian sugar pearls. And the Belgian sugar pearls create a sweetness so that you don't have to add syrup to it. So rather than sit down and with a knife and a fork and eat a waffle, you will be taking this waffle in a little bag. We've got one right here.
A little white paper bag is what you're holding up there.
We're still working on the recipes now that we've moved into the space, but you guys can take a piece of that.
And will that be more savory or sweet
This is sweet.
This is sweet.
It's more of a dessert. And so you can, you know, get a waffle and walk out with it and eat the waffle, okay? So we're serving these waffles, and you know, our tagline for the waffle is, we just don't give a fork.
that's funny. Now, Ken, are you the founder? Are you the guy that started Java Cow?
I am the guy that started Java Cow.
And tell us about your history. How long ago did you open Java Cow on Main Street?
I've actually been in town serving ice cream since the year 2000. I came in and I purchased a chain store that was in that spot. It was the lone franchise of a company out of Canada called Cows. I bought the franchise, and I operated that store for about 3 years. We shared the space, believe it or not, with a Starbucks. That used to be a Starbucks space, my coffee side. Starbucks elected to, right after the Olympics, to move down to Park Ave. And I had the master lease on the space. They were a subtenant. So I had half a space left, and I said, well, I can probably figure out how to do a coffee shop. So from 2003 on, I've been operating a coffee shop, and at that point, I named it Java Cow while I had Cow's ice cream, and then the franchise agreement, I didn't renew it, and I changed it into Java Cow. And I started making my own ice cream.
You know, I always wondered where that name came from, because it is an unusual name. And once you live here in Park City, it's like, well, Java Cows, of course. You know?
Right, right.
But when I first saw it, I was like, well, that's an unusual name. Now, what about out of Kimball Junction? Why did you decide to go with I Love Moo out there as opposed to Java Cow 2?
We had limited space. I didn't want to have the exact same operation down there. And it's a lot. What we're doing is not something you can franchise or go and open a chain. And my daughter at the time, who is no longer with us, she's in California. She's not dead. She wanted to expand the company. So I said, okay, let me fool around with a vehicle. So we opened. I didn't want to use the same name because it wasn't going to be the same experience. So we came up with the name I Love Moo. So it's got the same ice cream, but it has the acai bowls. It's got
the smoothies.
And my plan was to actually put in pretzels there as well. And for 2 years, we struggled looking for a pretzel recipe that I was happy with, and I couldn't find one. So I moved the pretzel oven that we hadn't plugged in yet to Main Street, and I have something we're going to be doing in very short order, one of the new fantastic items that we're going to be serving on.
Right, and everything we do is from scratch. We have a full bakery downstairs, and You know, that's it's quick, it's easy to transport, but it's all made from scratch. You know, we are really putting our heart into finding these recipes and perfecting them and making them, you know, our own and transportable. So
we got 30 seconds left, Ken. I know it's hard to get you to say something in short order, but give it a shot. What should the customers expect other than these new items? What else will they see that's new and different?
Well, the shop has got a brand new facelift, at least on the coffee side.
Oh, cool.
So when you walk in, you're going to see a lot of blackboards, which we have yet to fill yet. But it's really very, very pretty, very presentable. I think everybody is going to walk in and go, wow. I want to leave with one other thought. My four P's, pretzels, potatoes, pizza, and pasta, okay, all carbs, dear to my heart. One of those will be showing up in the shop after much ado, okay, and I think everybody will be very excited.
And the fifth P has to be our station's appreciation of our underwriters, and they include our great sponsors, Mountain West Bank, Jan's Mountain Outfitters, Park City Chamber Bureau, Jones Waldo, Holbrook and McDonough, Columbus Pacific Development and Viridian and Apex Residences, San Francisco Design, Park City Mountain, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
We also want to say thank you to our guests that joined us for this last hour, Alice Mann, author of Future First, Derek Miller, president and CEO of the World Trade Center, Utah, and of course, Ken Davis and Rebecca Williams here from Java Cal. I just have to ask, pizza, potatoes, pasta, what was the fourth?
Pretzels.
Pretzels. So it's pretzels coming, right?
I don't
you tell
know.
Us about pretzels.
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. You gotta
no comment. Stay tuned.
Okay. Ken Davis, Rebecca Williams with Java Cal. They have reopened. They've got some yummy new goodies, the acai bowl. Make sure you stop by there and see them.